At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's time to have your high five moment with High Five Casino, the top social casino where the action and real prizes never stop. Fun spins and big wins are right at your fingertips with over 1,000 games, including High Five Casino exclusives. High Five Casino is always free to play with free coins given out every 4 hours. Sign up today and get free welcome coins you can spin for a chance at cash prizes. Visit highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. Must be 21 years or older. Terms and conditions apply.
This podcast is powered by the pros at Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric. Arkansas owned, Arkansas operated. GoPascal.com.
This is the Ruskin and Zach podcast.
This is Ruskin and Zach. Yeah, well, you don't know.
I mean,
you know others out there. I don't know. With the wattage we're cranking out, I don't think it's getting past the our atmosphere.
The parking lot.
Welcome, welcome, one and all here to ESPN Arkansas and the Hit That Line Now app. It is Ruskin and Zach. It is 49 days. 7 weeks from
today.
Today,
yeah,
we will be pregaming the pregame.
I'm excited about
that.
Yeah.
Well, you want to go home at 3:30. That's what you're excited
about. Yeah, but I got to come back here. There is not a chance in the world we're not doing postgame that night.
No, you're right about that.
So, I mean, we should be on.
Long into the night.
Oh, yeah.
Long into the night. Let's see here. We have CD in the chair.
All by yourself.
DQ has gone on an errand.
Well,
hi, CD.
Zach needed caffeine. How are things?
They're good.
Whatever you heard and or saw in the pre-show fist fight for the last hour, you need to just strike that from your memory. Those are things you don't ever need to see again.
There'll be an NDA for you to sign at some point.
Yes, especially today.
Got bad in there.
Whew. It was kind of all over the place.
It was. Usually
yeah,
is.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. Okay, so we've got, here we are, 866-285-4005 on the McLarty Daniel hotline here on Ruskin and Zach. That's what we're doing today, man. That's
sure.
What we got going on. And
already got our first threat of the day.
Yeah, the 9-3 guy wants to call in. Now, to be fair, he called in yesterday at the very end of the show, and we just ran out of time.
Sorry about that.
Because if you're going to defend 9-3 with this football program, we need to give you a runway. Well, you can't just get in here at 10 till 6.
I may be wrong on this. I'll have to go back and check the chat history, but I believe he is a prison guard. Mm. So...
Interesting.
He may be speaking for a number of people in the Missouri penal system.
Yeah. Yep. Well,
he may be carrying the water for them.
Yeah. Does he stand in the tower with guns? Is he one of those guys, the watchtower guy?
Did they give him like a nightstick or something?
Oh, you beat on the bars,
right, like the guy from mail Shawshank. Or something? See, I think prison guard. I think Shawshank.
30 years ago, Shawshank came out. Along with Forrest Gump, and
makes me feel a little old.
All those movies. Well, we are old. That's
yeah.
That's what it is. Let's see here. He's very he's in very good spirits, in spite of the fact that he's going to be. Hey, whatever happened to that guy that owes you steak about football?
Yeah, that has never
basketball. Never, what was that over?
Has never materialized. Well, we made a little bet that Jordan Walsh would be a top 3 3-point shooter. Bill in Fayetteville. Owes me money.
Jordan Walsh?
Yeah, Jordan Walsh.
In the NBA?
No. It's his only year at Arkansas.
Oh.
And I was like, no. And I turned out to be correct.
We like Jordan Walsh.
I like Bill in Fayetteville until he didn't pay me.
Now, when's the last time we heard from that guy? Where'd he go? Where's the steak at?
Now, here's a text of the 479. A new person, that's UCD, NDAs are now illegal. That's not true. NDAs are still legal.
It's non-competes
are illegal.
Right. Well, if NDAs ever become illegal.
Whoa!
Katie bar the door.
Yeah. There's a lot of people going to lose a lot of jobs.
That's right.
Yep. Yes. We're hiring.
Good heavens, can you imagine?
Yeah, there would be some people going, oh no. A lot of people fleeing to the Caymans after
Just
that.
Do it in the summertime where we can kind of cover all of it. Because if you dump a bunch of documents in football, we're not going to be able to catch up with all that stuff.
Abner, noted Eagles fan, obviously has beef with CD already. F Dallas, sorry I'm late.
And what have you been doing all day?
I hope you're not texting that during Mass or at church. Because he works. He's a member of the clergy. He's a man of the cloth. And he's very anti-Dallas.
What's the thing they do with smoke? Is he the smoke
incense.
Man? Is he the smoke man?
Okay, that's not what it's called.
What is that called?
It's called incense.
Is he the incense man?
No. Okay. He did say it's not at Mass, but church is definitely a place where it went off. So.
Oh, boy. Well, you know, what are you going to do?
As a thurifer is the smoke man, according to Abner. I've never heard that term.
A thurifer?
That sounds like sounds like my daughter trying to pronounce flail, which came out falafel.
Or, let's be honest, Ty trying to pronounce anything.
Any word for that matter. But now, CD, you were probably up this early. I heard he missed his flight this morning. Like the first flight.
How do you miss the first flight?
That's what I'm saying. It's like, you know, it's not like you were connecting and missed your flight. That happens.
Yeah.
But apparently he was like leaving at 6 a.m. and missed his flight, which, again, sounds like Ty.
From where?
Last I heard he was in Love Field, so I don't know if it was out of Love Field or out of Fort Smith. But
oh, boy.
From what I understand, he missed.
Can we get a rundown here? I need some flight numbers to track. I love tracking flights.
Oh, man,
I love it.
When my mom was traveling last weekend.
Oh, you got it up there.
I went neck deep in flight tracking.
Yeah.
I would send her little screenshots of how fast she was going.
I know why the sixth floor loves flight tracking. It's kind of fun.
It is.
Not gonna lie
it's
to
a
you.
Lot
it's
of
kind
fun.
Of fun.
It's a lot of fun.
Kind of fun. Yeah. I get it. Yeah. Because I was looking at all that stuff. And, you know, what was funny about the airport is, okay, so the little screen tells you boarding in 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's no plane. And so, somebody sitting around there in all those chairs was like, oh, I don't think we're going to leave on time. I'm like, boy,
no kidding.
There's a real observant person right there. Boy, can't get nothing past you, can we?
Oh, boy.
You mean that in less than 15 minutes, a plane's going to show up, they're going to get everybody off, they're going to clean it, and we're going to all get on? No. This could have fooled me.
We got an
F1 pit crew couldn't turn a plane around that fast.
We've got a text out of the 870. Somebody's watching us on TV. That is one of the worst pictures of you and me I've ever seen.
Yeah, that's our.
It's
that's
not
our
great. House.
Look at that.
It's not great.
Look at us. We're televised now.
Yeah,
look at that. There it is.
Apparently, he missed his flight out of Love Field, and he has TSA pre-check.
I have that too. I looked it up the other day. I still have that. I thought I didn't have it.
Great
but I
point from Bailey in Denver. Why would the hit that line private jet leave without our pride and joy?
He is the franchise.
Yeah, he is.
He is.
Ethan and Atkins, we have some news for you, and we should do this before DQ gets back. Yes. DQ was forced because a package arrived in her mailbox. She was forced to go get her mailbox key.
Mm.
We have the contents of her mailbox.
And like Capone's vault, we will open the contents.
Somebody, one of y'all out there, didn't get your meds from your insurance company because DQ wouldn't allow you to...
Might be dead for all
yeah,
we know.
You might be dead. You may not be hearing this. You may be eligible for compensation because DQ kept your meds.
No. Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah. Here's a comment on Facebook that just says Dovin.
Yeah. That's our boy.
Thank you, Jason.
And see, Dovin, Dovin is the word that gets the most run because that's what we captured.
Yeah, we got that
one. And we've run that into the ground.
Yeah.
But he has so many other words that he can't pronounce.
You know, three generations ago, there was a guy named Dizzy Dean that talked like this.
Yep.
That guy slud into third base.
That's
so let's
right,
say he's our.
I have a low IQ.
He is our Dizzy Dean.
Yeah, he is.
All right. We love him. He gives us all this content for free. We don't have to pay for it or nothing.
Great question from Bob and Branson. Would you prefer a clean plane or an on-time plane? Can't have both.
It'd be a clean plane.
Okay. All right, you're willing to wait for clean.
Well, yeah, I'll wait. I mean, where have I got to go? I'm stuck in that little area where all the chairs are.
Yep. Then you're going to be stuck in a tube of death.
Do you know there are still airports where the chairs don't have plugs in them? What are we doing? Seriously.
Like charging?
Yeah.
Charging
every there are.
Isn't your phone supposed to be off?
No, no, no. The chairs in the terminal. In the gate.
Which terminal?
I forget which one it was. I think it was Miami.
That makes sense.
And maybe Charlotte. I don't know.
Now, Charlotte. Absolutely.
Got a rocket chair. Then.
That makes sense.
I got a rocket chair, though.
Greg in Farmington is yelling dirigible. All right. That's our safe word. Show safe word. That may come in handy later. You never know.
You never know when you're going to need this knowledge. You never know when you're going to need this knowledge.
BetOnline is your number one source for all your sports betting needs this season. From baseball, golf, soccer, right to all the top fights in UFC, MMA, and boxing. Every stat, every matchup, and even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. When the game's over, head over to our online casino and get in on a game of blackjack or poker or unwind with one of our over 150 slots games. Head to the website today to get in on the action. Use promo code BLEAV for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, the game starts here.
Make this new school year an opportunity for your kids to learn important life skills with Greenlight. Greenlight is a debit card and money app for families where kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely while parents keep an eye on kids' money habits. Greenlight also helps families get into their fall routine with a chores feature that lets parents assign chores and pay kids' allowance when they check them off. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/pod. Greenlight.com/pod.
At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's time to have your high five moment with High Five Casino, the top social casino where the action and real prizes never stop. Fun spins and big wins are right at your fingertips with over 1,000 games, including High Five Casino exclusives. High Five Casino is always free to play with free coins given out every 4 hours. Sign up today for a free welcome offer that can get you spinning and winning right away. Visit highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. Must be 21 years or older. Terms and conditions apply.
Your Ruskin and Zach X polls. I took Zach's idea and I watched National Treasure last night.
Oh my God.
The first one, not the
first
second
one.
The first one's good.
Do you think it would be a bigger deal to steal the Constitution or the Declaration of Independence?
Declaration.
This is pretty pretty even. So 54% of people said the Declaration of Independence, which is what I think. 45% of people said the Constitution.
Hmm. Yeah, because we don't use the Constitution anyway.
No.
What? Sorry. I'll see myself out. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
You ain't lying, folks. Mm-mm.
Would you actually want to meet a celebrity that you think highly of?
No.
I wouldn't either.
Two reasons. One, I'd act like a total idiot. And two, I'd get the fumbling, that whole can't talk.
I've had very mixed reviews. My hero was Joe Montana. He was an absolute ass.
Three, they could be a total creep in real life, and that ruins everything.
I don't think I'm as worried about meeting a famous person that I like and them being horrible. I just, what do I have to talk to them about?
Well,
themselves.
Joe Montana was my hero growing up, and when I met him, he was an absolute ass. But there's a person that I absolutely despise professionally who is like one of the nicest people in the world. It's Pete Carroll.
Wow.
I met Pete Carroll and I was like, I don't hate you in this moment, but as soon as I turn my back on you, I hate you again.
Right. Yeah.
I just don't know what I would talk to them about. So
Taylor Swift.
Well, like
what are you chewing on?
I'm chewing gum. My breath's bad and we ran out of, it's a long and complicated story.
Do you want Altoid?
I do not want an inferior Altoid.
It's not inferior.
It's inferior. No. You know, we'll get to that in a minute. Go ahead.
Yeah, we got a lot going on.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff to unpack.
Okay.
Sorry.
This was a question submitted by someone yesterday.
Uh-huh.
If you run out of work to do by Wednesday of your work week, does it mean you're incredibly efficient at your job or just lazy?
Call it off. You get to go home.
87% of people said you're incredibly efficient.
When I worked in corporate life, I had an important job. I could get that job done. If I really pushed it, I could arrive at 7:30, and by 9:30, I could be done.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But yep. You have to space it out.
Right, yes.
You have to drag it out. You have to look.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, then you're just looking busy.
In my brief months in the corporate sector, yeah. I also learned this. You have to pace yourself.
I was very good at it, but I could finish it in like an hour 45, and then you're just sitting there.
Yeah.
Right. And you're just waiting on emails.
I'm pretty bad about that. Anytime I get something to do, I just want to do it as fast as possible. So then I'll just be done with it by like 10:30. And then, you know, I just have the rest of the day. And then which pizza is the default? Cheese or pepperoni?
Now this caused a fist fight earlier.
Off. You pissed him off.
It's just a question.
The correct response is cheese because it's a blank canvas. You can put anything you want on it. Pepperoni is the most popular topping, I believe, but it's not the, what did you phrase it?
The base, default.
The default. No, not the default. Cheese pizza.
I would say pepperoni is the default with 75% of people agreeing with me, 25% saying it's cheese.
Well, what pizza store have you run, DQ, where you would acquire this knowledge?
I'm on day 60.
That's a callback to yesterday.
How's the bear trainer?
Great.
But he doesn't have a name.
I just gave the app developer $150 more.
Yeah, all right.
The app developer homeless man.
Oh, okay.
Not the app.
This is costing you $150.
I haven't spent, I will say, I haven't spent any money on this game.
Not yet.
Yet.
Yet. You're going to get to a point where
I haven't yet. Because if I haven't yet, I'm not going to, because there is this other game I used to play that I immediately like bought the no ads and then another like expansion pack for it. And it was like $30.
Uh-huh.
Hmm.
But those are your Ruskin and Zach X Pulse. Go grab grass.
Okay.
All right. A lot of things happened today.
Yeah. A lot of things have occurred. Yes.
You want to start with the most recent?
Yeah, we can work backwards.
All right. We'll work backwards. Yeah. So right before the show started, CD is here and she's running the board. And right before the show started, I got a hankering for some caffeine. So I sent DQ to go get a Zach, which is a Red Bull, a Dr. Pepper, and some Altoids. Right. Now, peppermint Altoids are my thing. DQ has she's freelanced once or twice and gotten me Tic Tacs, or she got me these Lifesaver things. What were those? Those were, I don't even remember what they were.
Were they Lifesavers?
No.
Were they Mentos?
They weren't Mentos.
The Freshmaker.
No, I don't even remember.
They came in a little green hockey puck size thing.
Oh, icebreakers.
Yeah, they were fine. Yeah. No, but today, you know, DQ, we have worked together for 5 years. And I don't think I've ever been disappointed in you until today. I just like to know what your thought process was when you are staring at the candy aisle and can't find the peppermint Altoids that I like, that brought you to the conclusion that wintergreen Altoids were an acceptable.
What did you want me to do?
Should have got cinnamon.
I wouldn't, if
no,
the only options,
no, no, no,
I
no.
knew you, I knew you better than that, because if the only options would have been nothing or cinnamon, I would have gotten you a different brand.
Well, were Tic Tacs not available? Were the green there hockey were, puck things not available?
I didn't look. I thought wintergreen would be fine.
This is unacceptable.
Let me try one of those.
These things are horrible.
Give me one of them.
They're not that bad.
It's not
wintergreen,
but it's not what I wanted.
Wintergreen and peppermint are basically the same thing.
It's not what I wanted.
All right, I'm going to try one of these.
Yeah, they're really bad.
Okay, hold on. Mm. They're fine. They're okay. I don't like them.
Yeah, I just, again.
God, it burns.
Oh, you know I love you to death.
It's like the Carmex
yeah,
of mint.
Exactly.
Peppermint burns, too.
No,
it burns.
Peppermint burns in a good way. It clears your nostrils. This is.
Yeah, I'm going to be snotting everywhere here in about 10 minutes.
You know I love you, but I've never been more disappointed than I am right now.
He's not mad. He's just disappointed.
Let me ask you another hypothetical question. You can't answer this.
Who?
Her. Because we know where she stands.
Who's
on
her?
DQ?
DQ. Oh, all right.
Yeah. So let's say that you are getting something that you've really wanted. Like waited 10 years.
Oh, my God.
To get your hands on.
Is this the video game again?
Well, hang on. Let me just add the caveat to it. It's showing up next week. And you've been looking forward to this for 10 years.
Yeah.
But 5 days after you get it, you're going on vacation. Somebody in your vacation party says, no, you can't take it because we're going to talk. Does that sound like a vacation to you?
It sounds like I'm jumping out of the car.
Yes, so exactly. Like 65 miles an hour. Speed up. I need more gravity.
I'm bringing a car battery to hook it all up to.
Gosh.
You know what I mean?
How is that? How is that a vacation?
You don't want to pack up a whole PlayStation.
No, you don't want to pack up a whole. Oh, no.
That seems risky.
Brandon had a great idea. Just wrap it up in your clothes.
That is already. Things I heard out of him.
Think about this, though. Unlike the old days, there's no disc that can skip while you're driving. It's already downloaded.
It's already digital.
You're set.
Right.
You're set. Because in the old days, you couldn't play a video game in the car.
No, we're going to talk.
Do you need Wi-Fi for that game?
No.
After you get it downloaded?
No, you do not.
Oh, look at this.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'll say, this proposal hasn't been brought up to me.
Well, no, because the person is afraid of getting, put back in the well.
Yeah, put in the well again.
Yeah,
right?
in that
plastic box with Joe Goldberg. You, with his books. And just that little box to put the food in every now and then.
And the key's in there, but he just doesn't know it.
Right,
It's a family vacation.
It's not a vacation, it's a
trip.
Wouldn't
it be weird if you're on a family vacation, a family setting, and you just go off to play
do what you want to do on your vacation?
This
is a tricky one.
It's not his vacation.
This is a tricky one.
It's not his vacation.
It's not his vacation.
It's our vacation.
This is a tricky one because the children are going with the parents on this journey, but they're not they're grown. They're post-college and college.
Right.
So is this a vacation or a trip?
It's a trip.
Still a trip.
It's still a trip.
It's a trip. It's a vacation.
Yes, it's not because he can't do what he wants to do.
It's a vacation because it's in Michigan and it's not in a big city. So there's not a whole lot of stress going on.
Oh, how many hours in the car?
15.
You don't think there will be stress? Oof. You guys always fight in the car.
We're two different cars.
Which car will the person who's on the trip be in?
Mine.
Oh, good Lord.
Let me tell you something. When you go to an all-inclusive and eat seven times a day, that's a vacation. That's not a trip.
Yeah, that's not a trip.
That is not a trip.
And you travel by plane.
That's right. And you start drinking at 9:30 in the morning.
When you get in the car and travel 15 hours and you're told all the things you can and can't do, that's a trip.
Holy moly.
Mm.
Yeah. Do you drink around your parents or is that
no? Is that a no?
I don't. I feel if...
Does Kenny bring his own Pepsi?
We do have a plan because... Stuff is kind of a little bit more expensive up there, so because we are taking two cars, we'll have enough room to bring Dr. Pepper and Pepsi and stuff. So we're planning ahead.
Okay.
And then can we get to the main event of the day?
What's that?
So DQ comes prancing into the office and goes, "I have to go home for a minute."
Oh yeah.
I'm like, okay, cool. It's lunchtime. I'm like, all right, have fun. And she says, "I have to go open my mailbox because she got a package today."
Tried to sneak that in there.
Yeah, she just tried to sneak that one in there. Yeah. So, DQ, did you get the key?
Yes.
Did you empty the contents of your mailbox?
Yes.
What was in there?
A lot of mail.
Anything good?
And magazines.
What kind of magazines?
It was weird magazines.
Any of them covered in paper?
No. There was other people's mail.
You had other people's mail in there?
Yeah. I don't know why. I mean, it said my address, so these people just didn't put in a forwarding address when they moved, which is irresponsible.
Always put a forwarding address so you can get your El Hustlero.
Irresponsible, yes.
The Fayetteville Utilities Company... I will say, whenever I had to call and set everything up, they were very, very kind and helpful to me. So I'm not dissing on them or anything. But I pay online. So why do they have to send me a bill in the mail?
Not very environmentally friendly, is it?
I pay online. Yeah. And I've always paid online. And we set this up. They know I'm paying online.
Uh-huh.
They don't need to bill. They send me an email, too, whenever my bill is ready.
That's actually annoying. Yeah. I'm with her on that. Yeah. Keep Fayetteville funky.
DQ, your dad's texting.
Oh, yeah.
He says, "It's my vacation, and there will be no video games. # Edmund Fitzgerald."
Oh, boy. The temper tantrum has begun already.
I will say, they've already planned.
Vacation.
They've already planned this day of going to this museum.
Uh-huh.
So.
It'd be a great day to play video games.
We're going to the museum.
Do you want to go back to the locks? I know you love that.
I'm not going to the locks.
Why is that DQ? That,
we've already seen the locks.
Uh-huh. Eight hours of water, watching water rise.
I don't want to see him again.
Well.
Was there insurance forms in your mailbox?
There was like one of the, I could tell because I've had one of these before, one of the State Farm cubes that you stick on your windshield that lowers your insurance. There was one of those in there.
What else?
And
any bugs?
I didn't see any bugs.
Okay.
I almost couldn't find my parcel key. I was about to be upset because I was like, all of this for nothing, because the key's not even in here. But I got my package and I emptied my mailbox and I got the correct key.
Oh boy.
DQ, what was in the package?
A body pillow.
What's the body pillow in the shape of?
A cat. Or a very long cat. It's awesome.
And this is not for your bed.
It's not for mine.
Why don't you just pee on its leg? I mean, it's easier. It's just easier.
You need a pair of scissors.
Snip, snip. What, how does Mia feel about that?
About the body pillow?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't show her.
Uh-huh. Here's a text out of the 479. This sounds like a 30 gummy trip.
Oh, you're going to need some gummies. Yeah, this is... Yes, excellent. You're going to sound like Joe yesterday's.
Here we go. Kenny and the person not allowed to play video games are going to the locks. Sounds like they're both going to jump to watch the iron boats pass through.
Yeah. See, we've
hoping
already,
one of them hits him in the head.
We've already seen the locks.
No, you can you... Now, the last time I asked you about the locks, you got very angry. Very angry.
These
about
are,
having to water.
The locks were interesting, but it was also associated with the fact that they didn't know where the Edmund Fitzgerald Museum was in relation to Sault Ste. Marie, which is about 2 hours away. So we left Sault Ste. Marie at probably 3 o'clock. And then we found out that the Edmund Fitzgerald Museum is 2 hours away and they close at 5. So.
They don't have Edmund Fitzgerald after dark. I mean, you can't.
I guess
5 o'clock, they're just shutting it down.
Here we go. Text out the 479. Is there a locks game that Kenny can play?
There you go. Crisis averted.
Ethan and Atkins is very unhappy with you still. She got her mail out for a dang cat pillow, but couldn't get it out to help her postal worker.
Wow, Ethan's mad about that.
What more do you want from me?
Check your mail every day, except Sunday.
Really. Yeah, you don't have to check.
And on holidays.
They don't do that.
The next one is Labor Day, I believe, that they don't run, right?
It's also true.
Although sometimes the mail runs on Sunday if it's a, Amazon or something. It's really strange. I don't know what they're doing. All right. Greg in Farmington needs 30 gummies a day to listen to this.
I understand.
What do you think it's like to perform?
Yeah, Greg?
60, 90 of them.
Learn how to spell dirigible.
Greg not happy that we are not pursuing keys to a 500 season today for the Razorbacks, apparently.
True.
Well, you get that in a week because it's media days. And there you go.
Gilligan says, I've never been more thankful I'm not going on a 15-hour road trip. No booze and no museums.
Oh, there will be museums.
Oh, there'll be museums.
There will be no alcohol.
Yeah.
And no gummies.
There is a bar.
And no video games.
There is one bar in Chatham where we are going.
Okay.
In Michigan.
Well, way to give away the whole details. Now you're going to get stalked up there.
They're going to come. Yeah, that's Chatham, Massachusetts.
Chatham, Canada.
Do you think Ethan sent the pillow just so that you would open your mailbox?
No, I bought it.
Okay.
Can Ethan do something to delay your Xbox from arriving?
Oh, God. I'm so excited. That sucker's going to be here tomorrow, and I may... Gosh, I'm not feeling great.
Don't do it.
Well, a little thing here.
Freddie Coleman, come on down. You're the next host.
very excited about this.
Oh, yeah. You have nothing to do for a week. You're just going to look at it?
I didn't say that.
Oh, okay. Are you going to leave the plastic on it like your couch?
You know what? You guys laugh about that. There's not a stain on that couch.
Well, right.
Because nobody ever sits on that couch.
It's wrapped in dry cleaner
that
plastic.
That's correct. laugh it up. Wow.
So it's been an eventful day around here.
Yeah, and, really?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
But the mailbox is open. We can let that running gag go.
Yes.
It's too bad. We were getting a lot of miles out of that.
Well,
I got my key.
No. Remember, she goes on vacation in a week. The last time she went on vacation, she sent her dad's phone on a ride on the metro around Boston.
Boston, yeah.
And then he couldn't get it back.
He actually did get it back.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
After he bought.
We knew someone who lived in Boston, and they went and got it from the MTA and then shipped it back to us.
What tragedy will befall Kenny on this trip?
I hope not.
2 years ago, it was the Edmund Fitzgerald Museum. Last year, it was his phone.
I hope none. We have a horrible luck when it comes to vacations.
You guys always fight.
Yeah.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it, Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it, Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's time to have your high five moment with High Five Casino, the top social casino where the action and real prizes never stop. Fun spins and big wins are right at your fingertips with over 1,000 games, including High Five Casino exclusives. High Five Casino is always free to play with free coins given out every 4 hours. Sign up today and get free welcome coins you can spin for a chance at cash prizes. Visit highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. Must be 21 years or older. Terms and conditions apply.
Picture this, a cold winter's night and suddenly no heat. That's exactly what happened to us. But when we called Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric, they were right there. Their pros didn't just fix our heating. They brought back our home's warmth and comfort in no time. Even when our water heater started leaking, Pascal was the first name we thought of. Quick, professional, and so understanding. With Pascal's flexible payment options, we didn't have to worry about a big expense all at once. Now our home is comfortable and so is our budget. Schedule now at gopascal.com.
Backed by a court order. The judge is a free
thought
pass.
Thought he got away, huh?
What do they call it when you get out, like a free pass?
Clemency.
No.
A weekend pass.
A weekend pass. Yeah. Well, that's over with, and he's back to his regular sentence with us. Chuck Barrett is with us here on Ruskin and Zach. Hi, Chuck.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
We're doing okay. We're a little bit depressed because we were watching Paul Skeens throw a no-hitter, and then they took him out of the game.
The wussification of America. Yeah.
Did they really?
Yeah, he was 7.
How many innings did he go?
7.
He had 99 pitches, and the Pirates were up 1-0, and they took him out.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then immediately gave up 2 hits.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, sure.
Yeah. They did win the game, but yeah, the rest
winning's
related.
Not important. Being exciting and interesting, that's important.
Right, yeah.
You know, it's going to have to be really an incredible performance for a guy to even get a chance to throw a 9-inning complete game no-hitter. I mean, I guess it happens. It does still happen. But, man, you hate to see that.
Is this all because when the Mets had their only no-hitter, Johan Santana threw like 140, and people were like, well, we're never getting close to that again?
I don't know the answer to that. I know that, it's they lose sight of the fact sometimes that this is entertainment. And they wonder sometimes why people don't flock to the game the way they once did. My gosh, you've paid a lot of money. You know, people, it's not cheap to go to a big league game. And I think they lose sight of that sometimes. I mean, they're not going to walk away from that ballpark, at least a lot of people. They'll they'll be feeling like, hey, man, they should have let him go.
Got ripped off is what happened.
Yeah. Well, I mean, maybe not ripped off, but it sure would have been nice to have a special day to remember.
I mean, he's a talent that, like, even when he was in St. Louis, like, the Cardinal fans knew what they were watching was special, and they gave him a hand as he left the game.
Yeah, that was a little much for me. I as a Cardinal fan, that was a little much.
In your living room, do you?
Yeah, you know, not in my backyard. But no, he is a he's got the ability, if his health holds up, to be the best pitcher in the game. He may be now. I don't know.
Megan of Fort Smith is texting. Finally, Chuck, it's been forever.
It has been forever, Megan. Thank you.
Do we need to leave?
what was the last thing we were talking about?
Yeah, I don't even remember.
It was like a month ago, wasn't it?
I don't know.
It's been 2 or 3 weeks. Yeah. I don't recall, actually.
It was
not memorable. Let me just put it this way. It was not memorable.
Not the first time I've heard that today.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's more our fault than yours, I'm sure. Yeah,
probably. Well, I didn't say anything worth remembering either, evidently.
Okay.
Well, we are
49
from the opener. You know, 7 weeks from right now, Chuck, it'll be a Learfield pregame from War Memorial Stadium.
Is that right? Yep. 7 weeks from tonight.
That's right. Yep.
From today. Yep. That's incredible.
Yep.
Now you're not. Are you heading down to media days at all? Or are you gonna?
I will not be making the trek to media days.
I can tell that you're upset about that.
Well, no, I mean, there's, you know, it is interesting this year because Texas and Oklahoma are in it, and they're having it in Dallas, and I'm certain they will roll out a Texas-sized red carpet. Yep. And I'm sure that'll be probably the, you know, just the fact that they're there and Texas is still Texas, as we're about to find out, that I'm sure that'll dominate a lot of the discussion, quite honestly.
Have you looked at the schedule of events for? There is an SEC media gathering taking place at the Texas Theater,
right?
Which is where Oswald was captured.
He was apprehended. Yes.
Now apparently they're
all rounded up one spot.
Now they're going to show a movie, and I mean they have to show War as Hell, right?
I don't know. I mean, but I will say this. You know, at when the last media days I went to, Bobby Petrino was the head coach still.
Wasn't boring.
Well, I mean, you were basically on your own.
Yeah.
I mean, we went down there. I mean, you did your stuff during the day, and it was it's a work hard. Well, maybe not work hard, but work long hours.
Yeah.
And play long hours kind of week. I would imagine, just to be perfectly honest, the average age there is about 30. In terms of the media people that go. When I was young, I loved going. Because, I mean, hey, you're in a city, you're out of town, let's go. you know, it's as you age, it's not quite that way. And so there will be some old hands there, but it'll be dominated primarily by the youngsters.
Arkansas, Sam Pittman will be on the main podium at 9:35 next Thursday morning.
And Ouch, of course, that's a little early.
SEC Network.
It means the plane leaves early from Fayetteville.
Yeah, that's right. And you're back by the afternoon time or something like that. You don't have to use an entire day there.
I went to probably half a dozen of them, eight over the years. The last two were with Petrino, and that was on the plane. And I got to tell you, that is the way to do it. You go down there early in the morning, and then you come back that night or that afternoon, really. And but I've also done it the other way, and I did it way back in the day when they had it in downtown Birmingham. Mm-hmm. And we stayed there. This was back in the 90s before they moved it out to Hoover. So I've done my time is what I'm trying to say.
Yes.
How on earth does a human being miss a flight after touting himself as the golf trip booker?
Well, that's the one thing evidently they forgot to factor in. Now, you know, at first I thought he was flying out of XNA. We're talking about the Boy Wonder.
Yes. The brand.
Yeah. He had a 6 a.m. flight out of Love Field. Well, he drives to Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
Ah.
Because, you know, he's flying back into Dallas for media days. So, gets to the airport at 5. He's pre-checked. Pre-checked, yep. Mind you. And somehow missed his flight. So here's the thing. I mean, you're in Love Field. You're in Dallas. It's the summertime. People are moving and shaking. It's not like XNA.
No.
You know, if you're pre-checked at XNA, you get there an hour before the flight leaves, you're golden.
Yes.
But a major city is a different thing. He didn't factor that in. Small town boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they
planned
that,
everything but the fact that it was going to be bright lights, big city, even at 5 a.m.
Now, there was a fire at a gentleman's club last night at 3 a.m. So
Fort Worth.
Weird coincidence. Fort Worth, Love Field, you know, draw your own conclusions.
Yeah, who knows? I mean, who knows? All I know is there's what? It's the usual trip. There's like 8 guys and no girls. So that's pretty, I mean, it's a bro trip. I mean,
doesn't
it's
sound
a bro
like a lot
trip.
Of fun, does it?
You know?
Yeah. Start.
That
and he's
doesn't sound like a lot of fun.
No, it really doesn't. That just, I don't know. Mm. But he's, you know, I'm glad that he's getting to go play golf in Florida. I'm sure it'll be nice and cool.
Yeah.
I'm sure they'll have a great bro time. It'll be a lot of bro bonding.
Humidity at 9,000%.
Oh, it'll be hot. Yeah. I promise you, it'll be hot.
You've got on media days. Oklahoma is down there Tuesday, along with Georgia and Tennessee and Missouri. It's kind
what of a, day is Texas? What day is Texas?
Texas is Wednesday with Alabama, Mississippi State, and Florida. Oh,
it'll be a zoo.
Oh yeah, Alabama and
it'll
Texas
be a zoo.
On the same day. Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
it'll be an absolute zoo.
Yep. Texas will be in the afternoon, Alabama that morning with their new coach.
Will
of course.
The dude with the ring on his head show up?
I don't
or
know.
Or was he a Saban guy?
Well, he's an Alabama fan, and it's not in Alabama this year, so it's mm-hmm. going to be, you know.
Will the Texas fans show up the way the Alabama fans
I
do?
I can't imagine that they
what
will.
Time? What time is Texas going?
In the afternoon.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they got plenty of time to get out of the DOC.
Is that beneath them, though?
Well, you got to let them get out of the local jail first, and I mean, they should be out by 11.
Yeah, Chuck, you're right. Going to something like this is beneath the Longhorn fan.
Wow,
this is
already lobbing shots at Texas.
Hey, they're in the league now.
Yeah,
game on.
They're already lobbing plenty of shots themselves.
That's right.
Hey, it's the same as it ever was, boys. Not one single thing about them has changed.
No, they're better than you, and they'll tell you about it.
they came to run the league. I mean, that's for certain.
Yeah. Sark at 2:20 on Wednesday afternoon on the big stage there on SEC Network's got the, you know, they show the whole thing there.
Now, Chuck, you go way back on the Texas thing. Which of the Texas coaches did you despise the most? Because I kind of like Sark.
Oh gosh, well they all seemed to beat the Razorbacks back in the day.
Fred Akers sucked. Fred Akers was a punk.
Yeah, but he was a Razorback. Yeah. He's an Arkansas boy. It's hard to.
Once you coach Texas,
I don't disagree with that.
No,
I don't disagree with that.
Okay,
it's hard to, you know, it's hard to hate David McWilliams because
yeah,
you know he
bunch.
Lost. you know he lost. So now they had lots of players I didn't like.
Yeah,
but I will say this. We sure were fortunate to live in the era where we got to watch Earl Campbell. Because I tell young guys now, if you want to watch a man, if you want to watch a football player, Google Earl Campbell. And but I remember the 77 game very well.
Peter yeah. Gardere, Butch Hadnot, ugh, terrible.
You know, people forget when he was a freshman, this would have been like 73 maybe, 74 at the latest. He blocked a punt as a freshman. He played on the special teams. And he couldn't even, you know, he was not a running back then. So even as a freshman, he was a nightmare for the Razorbacks.
Wow. I didn't know that. I didn't know he blocked a punt.
He blocked a punt when he was a freshman, yeah. It was in Austin, I believe.
Another reason to hate them. Another reason to just hate them. They got talented running backs. Heisman Trophy.
You know, one time I was, we played Texas in a baseball regional. This was in like 03, I think. Dave's first year, maybe. And James Street's son, Houston, was a big star for the Longhorns then. And, you know, as will happen, I don't mean to be crude here, but I made my way into the men's room during the course of the afternoon. And who saddled up right beside me but James Street?
Wow.
And the reason I knew it was him is because he was bragging about his son and bragging
National
about just bragging. And So that was my experience with James Street in the men's room at Dish Falk Stadium.
I peed next to Wally Hall once. Could have taken me right there. I mean, I'd pretty much checked them
like
all. Just checked everything
feel like
off.
A stud?
Just you know, take me right there. I was done.
Wow, that's a tough story to beat right there. All right, we're talking with Chuck Barron here. Your drive home is powered by Mr. Sparky here on Ruskin and Zach. So Arkansas next week. I'm kind of interested your thoughts on this because this is a moment when you can because the perception is there's not going to be much happening here during football season. And so this is an opportunity for Sam Pittman to get up there and, you know, maybe, you know, create some excitement, generate some interest in Arkansas football when he gets up there next Thursday morning and try and get people to go, well, maybe there are some things that can happen this season. I think we are. Problems with Chuck's connection. Or maybe he just didn't want to answer the question.
Yeah, probably he's like, I'm done with this.
We're talking sports.
I'm sure that we have the same cell provider because at the moment I've got like one bar. So,
well, that may be what it is. All right, we'll try and get him back here and see what see if something happens there, and we'll try and get him back. But again, Pittman is on next Thursday morning. You know how this works. They have the studio set there with the SEC Network, and then they show the coach in the main room. And to show that in its entirety and all that stuff.
Can we please, for any of our local media that are going down, can you pass the word? We don't need your entire bio when you go to answer or ask a question.
Far from it. That's my favorite part.
Yeah. Hey, Coach. Zach Arns from the Zach podcast. Also do late nights on Mix 96. and I part-times. Sometimes I do the weather on our local access channel. Yeah, I got a question for you for my...
talk about your linebackers?
For my vlog, which is Zach on the Razorbacks.
We believe we have Chuck back with us now.
I got the bill paid real quickly.
Put those quarters in. There we go.
Hey, do you guys think Ty's going to ask your question?
Yes, absolutely.
Chuck, do you think he's going to identify himself, Ty Richardson, ESPN,
oh,
Arkansas?
Absolutely. Yes. He has to. But what has happened to the media when they have to give you their entire resume when they ask a question?
Well,
yeah.
My favorite part's when they ask the question, answer it, and then ask it again.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm going to ask you the question. I'm going to let you know I'm a smart guy.
Yeah.
And therefore, my question is more legitimate than some of the others you're going to hear today. And just for emphasis, I'm going to ask it a second time right at the end.
Right.
That'll happen a lot.
Another thing that happens at this is someone that covers whatever specific team is at the podium at that moment, they always ask about, like, a backup player
to prove that they know the roster. Yes.
They're like, hey, could you talk about, Edmondson and just what he means to
Lots of posturing that goes on. Lots of posturing.
How excited are you going to be when Sankey gets up there and names Eric Metcalf an SEC legend?
Well,
I can't do this anymore. We can't even pretend anymore.
Yeah, but see, here's the deal. Here's the thing about that, and I hear you. I hear you, and there's a part of me that agrees with that. But they're certainly not going to go back and name them like Big 12 legends. And you can name them to the Southwest Conference Hall of Fame, but the conference is defunct. So the only way you're going to honor these guys is to honor them as part of their new league. I hear you. It sounds dumb. I get that. But I don't know that there's any alternative.
I just can't wait. The Sam Bradford SEC documentary on his Heisman year.
SEC storied, baby.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Big Ten legend Carson Palmer.
Exactly. I can't wait for the Kevin Durant SEC storied.
It's silly. But it's a silly business. Come on. I mean, look what goes on.
Well, here's the thing, though, in all honesty. We know a lot about Texas, and we know a lot about Oklahoma. I can assure you, despite the fact that Texas and Oklahoma, particularly Texas, thinks everybody sits around and talks about them all day long, they don't give a rip where the Gators play. And they don't care that much over in Knoxville. And in Athens, Georgia, they've really not given it beyond a first thought. So I do think that a lot of fans in our league, they're going to come to hate them just like we do.
Yeah.
Because they're going to get to know them just like we already do.
Yeah, that's true.
I need you to do me a favor for me. And I've never asked you to do anything, but I need you to do me a favor. I need you to deliver a message to Quinn for me. The NCAA football game's coming out next week. And if now 27 years ago, I whooped him in Madden. And if he would like another shot at the title.
I don't believe that.
He'll tell you. He showed up at
Quinn tells me he's never lost.
He's lost. He has lost. And he knows he lost.
We've got to settle this. You say that you won.
Oh, I got witnesses.
Now, you
got
to understand, these are fighting words. To some, this is a funny argument. But to you and Quinn,
oh, no.
Serious business.
Well, and look, Quinn's a little bit older than me. And, you know, as we get older, we forget things that we don't want to remember. He took a whooping from me, and he knows it. And he's been running from me for 27 years.
And you're ready now.
Oh, I'm ready. I'm ready.
Wow. Okay.
You're going to go total Ric Flair on him.
I am. Woo!
Yeah.
He knows. He's been running for me for 27 years.
He knows that you know.
That's right.
That's when it's best.
Yeah.
When he knows that you know. That's what is best.
Chuck, you have to know, Zach beats these European kids in NBA 2K at 3 o'clock in the morning. He beat Ty at Madden soundly, and so he's strutting around like Vince McMahon in here.
Right.
I mean, it's crazy.
I want the four
on the wall in this studio, signed by him. Zach, I lost. Quinn.
I don't think that's ever going to happen. I'm just going to tell you right now, I don't think that's ever going to happen.
Yeah, probably not. But
I got a friend who plays online with he was playing online with a guy, just beating him like a drum and talking trash, obscenity trash. The guy who was beaten say, well, you should beat me. I'm only like 8 years old. I know people take it seriously. I am not a player, but I know people take it seriously.
My favorite after they concede is I always tell them that's why I'm me and you're you. And that's usually how it ends.
Zach Arnes, gracious in defeat.
Wow. Good. Even night. More gracious in victory.
Oh, man. Well, I mean, I've never been beaten, so I wouldn't know.
Wow. Wonder if we can make this happen somehow.
We need to have a tournament.
No, we got a big screen in here. Look, I'll play on his platform of choice. It doesn't matter.
You go to his house, won't you? You go to his field.
I'll play
road game.
Whatever.
You know, there's a thing going on right now. You can contribute to the NIL. Yep. You can bid to play the NCAA game against your favorite Razorback. So I think that, Zach, you ought to brush up on – I mean, if you can play Madden, you can play the NCAA.
Sure.
And I'm sure
– Now put another quarter in the machine.
Yeah. Please deposit 10 cents.
That's Quinn. Shut up. Quinn does not want this.
When we get him back, I want to ask him about having it. Are you back, Chuck?
I think I am. I didn't know I went away. I'm sorry.
Okay. On this playing a Razorback thing, do you have to let them win? Is that part of the deal? Or how does that work? Because if a fan beats a player.
I don't know.
I mean, that could. I don't know.
It's not going to go over well on social media.
That's right.
Oh, if a fan beats a player, they'll let you know. I would imagine that would happen.
That won't be a secret for very long.
The last tournament I was in was with the Springdale varsity, and last man standing was me. At the end, I was just letting them know what I was running, where we were throwing it, and it just they couldn't stop me.
You're up here like Crash.
Bunch of high school kids.
Yeah, yeah.
Playing high school kids.
Age is not something that I worry about.
I don't see age.
You could be 50. You could be 10. Doesn't matter. You want a shot at the title? Come see me.
If you want to be the man,
right.
You got to beat the man.
The champ.
Jeff is here.
You have never sounded more like a Notre Dame fan, Zach Arntz, than you do
My
right
God.
Now. It's unbelievable.
The Texas fan. He's a Texas fan.
It sounds just like it. Yes, absolutely.
It's all that winning. It just it goes to your head.
Oh, yes, apparently it does.
I do like to walk into the room.
So tired of winning.
It is.
I mean, it's so tired of watching Zach win.
It's gross how much I win.
He's winning God. So much he's sick of winning. That's right.
Here's Tex of the 479 video game. Zach is my favorite.
Wait till football starts.
Oh, the champ is here.
That's right.
This is the Ruskin and Sack podcast.
Talking to Chuck Barry here for the hour. It is?
Yeah.
It's hot. Well, I'm inside, so I'm good with that.
Sure.
I'm fine with that.
Well said.
Thank you. The air works. I'm okay. We've got, we haven't done this in a while. Chuck and the Ruskin and Zach poll questions. DQ, are we ready to do this?
Yeah.
It's been a while.
I'm not going to do all the polls from the last month.
All right.
No, thank you.
That's good. All right.
Okay. If it's 97 outside, but the feels like temp is 107, what is the temperature?
107.
Thank you.
That's correct.
Yes.
Which fictional animal would be the most delicious? Unicorn, Sasquatch, or dragon?
maybe some grilled dragon. That might be good.
38% of people said dragon.
Wow, okay. Yeah. Tastes like chicken.
Is it okay to wear another band's t-shirt to a concert?
Yes, it is.
What?
Whoa.
It might be the only one you have.
But they're willing to sell you one.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I mean, that doesn't mean, but you can't wear it to the concert.
Yeah, that's right. You put it on at the concert.
Yeah, you put it on there. So you guys don't agree?
I agree.
What do the numbers say?
So 51% of people said yes. 48% of people said no.
It's close. It's a close one.
I used to think that you couldn't wear another band's t-shirt, but I've changed my mind on this.
You've evolved on this.
Because I went to see the Doobie Brothers, and everyone there was wearing like another band's t-shirt.
Like Chuck, Kansas or something
Chuck,
like that.
Steely Dan.
Chuck, you know who the Doobie Brothers are. I'm sure you've listened to the Doobies.
I do,
okay.
Yeah.
DQ, when it was, she sent us a text from the venue, and she said the crowd was, and I'm quoting here, old.
I'm sure it was.
We were among the younger the younger fans.
You guys were the nice young couple.
She doesn't know, who Michael McDonald is.
Well, no, I know now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, you know, that's just it's a sign of the times.
Yeah, but I don't like that.
Well, I mean, hey, think about how I feel.
Yeah. What? I'm right. Well, no.
I remember when China Girl was number one.
Oh.
It's not just a song on the Greatest Hits album to me. I remember when it was actually number one.
That stings a little.
Yeah.
Okay, have you ever actually watched a video of a concert that your friend posted on social media?
Never once.
How about fireworks?
Fireworks is another good one.
Never one time. Okay. Never one time.
I would be less inclined to watch a video of fireworks that somebody else posted.
Yeah, that's pretty boring. I like dog videos.
Yeah. Good dog
dog videos are good.
Yeah. I like a good dog video.
Yeah, those are good.
Which person would you want to hang out with the most? And none is not an option. Name drop guy, CrossFit guy, vegan guy, or DJ guy?
Oh, my God. I would go with DJ guy because I would have absolutely nothing in common with anybody else. So
42% said DJ guy.
Yeah. Mm. I would just tell him what a great job he's doing.
Any of those CrossFit people look like they're having fun?
No, as they're throwing tires around and jumping on boxes.
There's no practical application for throwing a bus tire. I struggle with that.
It's true.
You never know when that's going to come.
That's a good point.
Got to flip that tractor tire over. You never know.
Okay. Right. You're at a potluck in someone's house.
Oh, this is
a
great one.
You didn't finish the food on your paper plate. Do you throw your plate away face down?
Mm. Ooh.
Hide your shame.
You fold it. I mean, you fold it.
Oh, okay.
But the point is you don't let them see you didn't.
You don't want to embarrass anybody.
That's exactly right.
Okay. 89% of people said yes, which was a lot higher than I expected. Do you type LOL even when you haven't actually laughed out loud?
I guess I probably have.
76% of people said yes. 6% of people said, what's LOL? What out of these four options, which I guess is something I have to clarify, which one is the best duck? The rubber duck, Donald Duck, Daffy Duck, or the duct tape duck?
Donald Duck.
Derek, would you like to respond to that?
No, I'm not doing the Donald Duck voice again. No, I'm not.
Come on. They got plenty of it on tape. I didn't hear it.
Chuck's asking.
I'm not doing it. I've got to
dance.
Come on.
How many people said, what duck did they say, DQ?
Daffy Duck won at 34%.
Okay.
Who was
second? Where was Donald?
24% of people said Donald, so he was he was third.
Terrible.
Well, sounds like
it's not the best static. I've heard. It's not the best.
Someone said it sounded like radio static. So.
Very similar.
Yeah, very, very similar.
Okay, I watched National Treasure last night. Do you think it would be a bigger deal to steal the Constitution or the Declaration of Independence?
A bigger deal?
A bigger deal.
Like they both be pretty big.
Which one would they, you know, have a little bit more high priority?
Declaration of Independence.
56% of people said the DOI.
We ain't using the Constitution right now.
I like that now both of you have seen the movie and you use DOI. Like
DOI.
The DOI. You know,
it's casual.
Right.
I've not seen the movie.
What?
Yeah, me either.
I've not seen
it. Wow. Oh, it's great. What is it called? A treasure hunt?
It's a treasure hunt movie.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
And it's about history.
Don't watch the second one. The second one's a waste of time. But the first one's pretty good.
I probably won't watch the first one. I'm just going to tell you. I probably won't. But I'm going to appreciate the fact you say it's good.
Would you actually want to meet a celebrity that you think highly of?
Ooh.
Yeah, I am assuming you've met some celebrities.
Yeah, maybe. Well, that'd be okay. You know, if it's someone I really liked. Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'd like to meet him.
64% of people said yes. 36% of people said no. If you run out of work to do by Wednesday of your work week, does that mean you are incredibly efficient at your job or just lazy?
You're a victim of your own efficiency. That's what you are. You're too efficient.
You got to stretch that out. People said you are incredibly efficient.
That's right.
And which pizza is the default? Pepperoni or cheese?
Pepperoni.
75% of people said pepperoni. Ruskin says cheese.
Yeah, it's the baseline.
And then it's the baseline, yeah. But it's not it's not like the standard order. Like, go get 8 pizzas for the guys who are, you know, cleaning up your house. You're not going to get them 8 cheese pizzas.
Right.
You're going to get 8 pepperonis.
That's right, or something a little bit cooler.
It's the pizza of record. It's the pizza of record.
Okay, all right. Okay.
Default.
The default. Okay.
Hence the question.
Okay.
Now, Chuck, I know you're probably not going to play the NCAA video game, but could I interest you in a pressure washer video game where you get to pressure wash things?
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
See, and you can do it on your phone, like on a flight.
Yeah.
There's one golf game that I'm pretty addicted to on my iPad, and I'm probably playing a little too much.
You could beat Quinn too, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I did hold my own on you've already, like, claimed you've beaten him, so I'm not going to say that I, you know, won, but I held my own on the Madden or the, you know, the golf game, whatever it's
there
called.
You go.
Tiger Woods golf.
Yeah, Tiger Woods golf. All right.
Yeah. I held my own.
All right.
Yeah, DQ plays a game on there. What are these games called, DQ? They're
Zen?
Zen games. Yeah.
She makes pizzas.
Oh, unpacking?
The pizza game
is not a Zen game.
Very stressful. DQ runs a pizza store and
makes pizzas. And bribes a bear trainer.
She's already run the pizza place across the street out of business. So
really?
And a little update. My app developer has developed his app, and it is successful.
Oh, well, there you go. There's news.
He came back and gave me money.
News.
Wow. Okay.
We need to develop an app. That's where the money is.
I got some ideas.
Yeah, they're
that's where the
I've
money
got a couple
is.
Of ideas.
I know. Yeah, that's really that's where we need to be.
This podcast has been presented by Bet Online.
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat. Literally. But don't sweat it. Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's time to have your high five moment with High Five Casino, the top social casino where the action and real prizes never stop. Fun spins and big wins are right at your fingertips with over 1,000 games, including High Five Casino exclusives. High Five Casino is always free to play with free coins given out every 4 hours. Sign up today and get free welcome coins you can spin for a chance at cash prizes. Visit highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. Must be 21 years or older. Terms and conditions apply.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.